This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Ooh, Aaron. Mm-hmm. What? Hold on. What is new about
There's
you?
Something different. What is going on?
I don't know. I think this is the only episode I've been properly caffeinated for.
That's not it.
There's something else. Did you get surgery?
Where is your arms?
I thought I'd just spice things up a little bit. I had someone take off my arms.
Oh.
And now I don't have arms.
Yeah.
And okay. Where are they? Where is arms?
Good question. It's anyone's guess. Oh. If you want to buy my arms signed by Adol and JPC, because I can't sign it anymore.
So we will sell both of Aaron's arms. I will sign one arm. Adol will sign the other arm.
Spoiler alert, neither of them are strong.
Who wants these weak-ass arms?
Ask me how many times I've worked out my arms.
How many times have you worked out your arms
once
this year?
Once.
Okay.
And what was the exercise?
But just so you know, this episode is coming out in 2019.
Oh, Sendero. So I worked out zero times.
What was the one exercise you did?
My boyfriend has a gym in his building. And one day he's like, do you want to work out with me? And I was like, I do, but you should know that your attitude will change whether or not I work out with you ever again. Like, this is a make or break it. And he was like, well, it's arm day. And I went down and it was fine, but I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
And so to reiterate, what was the exercise you did?
Like arms.
Okay.
Like you hold weights and you go like this.
You know, when you, for all you weightlifters out there, you got your four basic exercises. You got arms, you got legs, you got tum-tums.
Uh-huh. Tum-tums.
You have head, heart.
Clear eyes.
Clear eyes, can't lose.
Giving gifts.
Two-a-days.
Acts of service.
Oh, I'm sorry, these are love languages.
My love language is arms.
He had to keep going down in like the weights that I could do. Like he would just like hand me something and I'd start doing it. And then he would just like sigh very patiently and then just go get like smaller.
What does a patient sigh sound like? That sounds impatient.
Sounds like he thinks you're a fucking chore.
I think so. And he wouldn't be wrong. He wouldn't be wrong. Anyways, what's new with you? JPC works out all the time. JPC does push-ups.
JPC does push-ups, but JPC does not work out all the time. I think that one of the things that I want to do in 2019 is like better take care of myself. Because I go through like... What I do is I'm like addicted to this Fitbit, and I my goal is 15,000 steps a day. And since I have like a dog, it's pretty easy to get that because I have to take her for walks all the time. But like that just means like the only physical activity I'm doing is lots of walks with my dog.
That counts.
You take a lot of vitamins. I know that about you.
I do
you.
Take a lot of vitamins. And boy, does it make my pee something special.
List off those vitamins, pal. What are we doing? What are we taking?
We've got vitamin C. We have vegan fish oil, which is like omega-3 fatty acids.
Hold up. Fish oil vegan?
So it's not it's like omega-3 fatty acids. I think it's from like nuts of some sort, but
why do they call it fish oil still?
Because fish oil is like what omega-3, like that's how you take.
Call it omega-3?
I could, but doesn't everybody know fish oil?
What else?
I take a vegan multivitamin. I take magnesium. I take zinc. I take
B12.
I take B12.
Okay, it's good. It's good stuff.
Helps you in the morning. Yeah.
I take oh my god, B9. I think.
You're just playing bingo now.
Yeah, but, I'm playing bingo with my health. I know that every day I take 7 pills.
Wow.
Yeah. I started doing that last in 2018 and I didn't I got sick way less because I'm like a sickly person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always sick.
You're like a little Victorian boy, like yes. always looking out the window.
Yeah. When will Papa come home from the war?
There's always blood in your kerchief.
We moved to the dry climate for my consumptive health problems. Yes, that is my life, and taking vitamins, even if it's just like a psychosomatic thing, it really does help.
And if you were British, what would you be taking?
Vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the best.
So speaking of JPC, speaking of your pee being something special, you are OMP for this episode, Old Man Puzzies.
Yes.
Pretty good transition.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I did write it down and send it to you. So I did say, I'll tee you up with my pee. I'll give you the old TP and you give me the old OMP. Yes, I am Old Man Puzzles for this episode, which means I get to be the puzzle master.
Old Man Snuggles.
You have to be Old Man Snuggles this episode.
Honestly, for the wintertime, I'm Old Man Snuggles for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a winter bay.
Nest.
Dab on my haters' nests. Fortnite.
Dab on my haters' nests.
that's like the...
Snug on my haters' nests.
Snug on my haters' nests. And by nest, I mean like the thermostat is your apartment. Connected to your Google Home. Shout out to Google Home, guys. I got a Google Home. I love it. All right. Ideally, I'm Old Man Puzzle, so I get to decide what we talk about. If you could pick an ideal sponsor for this show, they are listening. They will sponsor the show. They'll give us fantastic money. What do you pick?
My elementary school I went to growing up.
Oh, okay.
I want them to use some of the money that they would have ordinarily bought for books to sponsor them on the show.
Can you give a shout out to your elementary school?
Foster Elementary School in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Can you do a short, like a 15-second ad read for them, just so they get a taste of what they're going to be paying for?
Foster Elementary School, the playground used to give you splinters, but not anymore. Does Miss Dyrek still teach there? Because she was amazing. Back to you. I'm not good at that.
For me, it would be Patagonia.
Oh, yeah.
Not the clothing store, but the country.
What about you, JPC?
To me, it would be Soylent. You can see I'm drinking Soylent right now.
You have two bottles in front of you.
But not the product Soylent, which is the drinkable meal replacement food. Soylent Green, the movie. Mm-hmm. I would love them to sponsor the podcast. Mm-hmm. Get some more eyes on a movie that was made like 50 years ago that only people know as a reference point and no one's mm-hmm. actually seen.
What's that blue flavor?
Oh, this blue flavor? This is a large dog's cum.
Oh.
Why don't you take a sip of us? Take a sip and give us that slogan.
Take a sip of us?
Why do I bother?
Take a sip and give us that Soylent slogan to try and win him over.
You just called it dog's cum. Mm, I'm never going to do
that's
it.
A big dog's cum.
Oh, my God. And right out the window.
If you can't hang with the big dog's cum, stay on the porch cum.
The thing about Soylent is they have lots of different flavors, and it all just tastes like a big dog's cum.
No, it tastes good.
It does taste good. So I got some. They sent me some strawberry by mistake because I order like in bulk, and they accidentally sent me a box of strawberry. So I made people at my office taste it. And people have seen me drink this for like 7 months. And people taste it, and they're like, that's not bad. And I was like, yeah, it's not bad. It's just, it's fine. It's great. I like it.
Do you guys want to hear my slogan for Patagonia, the country?
Yes.
Yeah. Patagonia, we have penguins?
Is there a question mark? I love a question mark in a slogan.
Land of a thousand lakes?
Because they're surprised.
We decided this and we still aren't confident?
We're free or what? Okay, cool. Let's break into some warm-up riddies and puzzies.
I like that Old Man Snuggles is doing warm-up riddles.
Ooh, warming up.
Yeah.
Because you're warming us up.
Snuggle.
I'm doing some snorm-up smibbles.
I'm one of the snug little bugs.
Aaron's a little bit of a snug bug.
I'm sort of a snug little bug.
So I'm Old Man Snug Bug.
For listeners who can't see, Aaron is miming wrapping her hands around herself, but since she has no arms,
I have no arms.
She's just wriggling.
Snug worm now.
Snug worm. Nom, 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 nom. Hashtag snug worm. if you're in for the winter, hashtag snug worm. Mm. Write at us to let us know.
Maybe if you are bored, maybe just draw some fan art of all of us as snug bugs, armless snug bugs.
I want to be a little ladybug with a blanket with a cup of tea.
Call your insect. Aaron's a ladybug. I am a grasshopper.
JPC. Praying mantis.
That's so similar to a grasshopper.
You're more of a brown recluse.
You're like a spider. You're like the spider from James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, you're a brown recluse.
Okay. Yeah, I would also say that I don't want anyone to do fan art with me without my arms because that's literally the only thing that people talk about. pictures of us.
How many listeners do you think are going to tweet at me saying it's not Brown Recluse, it's Brown Recluse?
Well, now?
I guess. I'm going to guess 1,500.
How many people do you think are going to tweet at us and say you took 100,000 years to read a riddle? Because they get mad and madder and madder at us.
So, yeah, that's true. That's,
we love our fans, but they don't love us.
They don't.
I think they live to correct us.
I think maybe 30% of our fans like us. They're wrong. The 30% that like us are wrong.
That's true.
But hey, speaking of fans that like us, we get a lot of riddle submissions, and a lot of them, sometimes people submit riddles that we've already done or versions of riddles that are like very close to things that we've already done, so we really can't use them. But sometimes people give us very specific riddles, and this is a special warm-up riddle edition where Ashley Miller, I hope you don't mind me reading your name, Ashley. You never mentioned in your email that you would like me to, so I just did. Tweeted in some warm-up riddles. These are all winter-themed warm-up riddles, so I thought I'd change it up a little bit and give these warm-up riddles at the top of the show. Ashley, thank you so much, and I'm glad that she said, in my quest to have you read one of my riddles on the podcast. So your quest is complete. Enjoy your retirement. You are no longer a riddle adventurer.
Ashley Miller, set your goals higher. You achieve this easily.
Very easy. Easy to get me to read. Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
Who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer?
Christmas tree's favorite singer is Dean Martin.
Okay, I will need an explanation for that answer.
Dead stop.
Dean Martin?
Here's the explanation. Dean Martin, first name Dean. Of course, there is Dean's Milk. Now, milk comes in several types. Yep. You have 2%
several types.
Skim. Skim rhymes with trim. What do you do to a tree? You grow it. Dean Martin.
Hashtag snugbug.
Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Dead stop.
Star Trek singer.
He doesn't sing, but maybe he sings sometimes in pine trees or Christmas trees.
So I will say I know the answer to this riddle, and you are closest with Chris Pine in that tradition. So if you can think of any other, like maybe tree-based something like that.
Christmas.
Birch Bacharach.
Birch Bacharach is also very good. Birch Bacharach sings Christmas songs sometimes.
Ornament Jones.
And that's a play on whose name?
Oh, I have it. I got it. I got it. You know I have the answer. I know it.
Okay, so.
Ready?
Yeah.
Toby Reith. Country music star Toby Reith.
Okay, a Reith is not a tree.
Aretha
Franklin is better. but wreaths aren't trees. This is tree related.
Ooh. Well, wreaths are a type of
star,
tree.
Star.
I'm sorry, dead stop again.
Wreaths grow in the wild. If you go to certain forests in the Pacific Northwest, wreaths grow naturally.
The only place that wreaths grow naturally is in a coral wreath, which is a Christmas themed scuba school that I want to start.
Here's all my money. Coral, take all my money.
Please come to Coral Wreath. It's in Florida for the holidays. The snow buddies come down and they go to Coral Wreath.
Erin is pushing her money across the table with her face.
Please.
Too many pennies. Who cares about this many pennies?
Lee.
Can we get a hint?
Yes, I gave you your hint. It's tree related.
It wasn't Ornament Jones.
No, it's a famous singer and there is a tree pun in the name. Famous singer, tree Leaf. Pun in the name. Yes, you're so close.
Leif Erikson.
Yes, Leif Erikson. That's the famous singer.
Needle. No. Leaf. Needle.
It's a type of tree. So it's not
branch?
Like it's birch. Not like pine. Oh, I guess. Yeah. No, it's not birch. Birch Bacharach.
Evergreen.
Birch Bacharach was the closest one. Birch Bacharach, I think, works as an answer to this.
So let's go through some trees.
Yes.
And you give us wide eyes or small eyes.
Okay.
If we're close, you give us wide eyes.
For the listeners, you're going to love this.
Well, I'll just say wide eyes, small eyes.
Pine.
Small eyes.
Leaves.
Small eyes.
Trunk.
Small
sap.
Eyes. No. Maple.
It's a type of tree. Palm.
Small eyes.
Apple.
Coniferous.
Oh, I don't have any idea if this is a coniferous tree.
Conifer Russell Brand.
Conifer Russell Brand.
Someone draw that.
Jenna Conifer Lee.
That's great.
Conifer Lee.
That's very good.
I think I give up.
Okay.
I want the tree, and then I'll guess.
Should I give you a hint with the singer?
Yes.
Give us the tree, we'll guess the singer.
Or give us a
okay. The tree. Song. The tree is spruce.
Spruce Springsteen. who I'm going to see. This will release in 2019, but late in December I saw on Broadway.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was amazing.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I think Birch Baccarat is also a very good, very clever thank you response so much. To that.
I want to see a Broadway show. It's been a hot second since I've seen a Broadway show.
Usually I go 2 or 3 times a year and just go see like 3 or 4 Broadway shows.
That's so smart. Well, thanks for the invite.
Okay.
Well, if you ever want to go.
Addle,
it's too late. I'm busy.
But you're a bit
of
a chore.
We are going to see a scene right now. Addle, you have tickets to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. I will break in.
Sorry, I have tickets to see who?
Bruce Springsteen. Who? You will have tickets?
Spruce.
No, you have. Hold on, let me finish.
These tickets say Spruce Springsteen. I've been fucked.
You have tickets to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway shortly before the show. I break in to let you know that Bruce is sick and there is a replacement. Aaron, you will be playing the replacement, correct?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Yes, 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 yes.
Just to let everyone know, Bruce Springsteen is a little sick, and there will be an understudy for this evening.
What? The whole show is one man.
Please welcome Spruce Springsteen.
They just carted out a tree.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow.
Hold
Broadway.
Up. Sorry, everyone. Everyone. Am I crazy? They just. On a dolly, they just brought out a tree. The tree said hello and then launched into a song that's not even a Springsteen song. Shut the fuck up.
You're ruining Spider-Man. Turn off the dark.
How do you turn off the dark?
I'm trying to find out.
There is a castle on a cloud.
No.
Okay. See.
That might be my favorite improv scene I've ever done. Yes. I just got to scream and yell no.
The one that you yelled no for.
What's that from? Is that Les Mis?
That's the worst song from Les Mis, and I'll fight anyone who says otherwise.
I did a parody of that in a sketch one time, which was it was like for a Halloween candy parody. And it was, there is some candy in a bag. And that's all I remember.
How did that show do?
It was one of those really bad shows.
Can we check it out online? Is it on Vimeo?
Oh, I'm sure it was for the people in the room. By the people in the room, I mean the performers doing the show. Okay. Where does a snowman keep his money?
So these aren't riddles.
These are
as much as they winter are themed winter puns.
Where does snowman keep his money?
For a holiday
money?
That's already passed.
Winter is not a holiday.
Yes, it is.
But
the way I do it, it is.
His purse, his wallet,
his
bank account.
Oh, he keeps. Wait, where's
he has frozen assets?
Yes, yes.
You're joking.
I mean, I'm joking, but that's good.
Where does the snowman keep his money?
Yeah, so he doesn't. He has frozen assets
in his snowbank.
Perfect answer. In a snowbank. The correct answer is in a snowbank. The better answer is his assets have been frozen.
I guess I'm sort of a funny person. I guess I'm sort of one of those funny people.
So Pixar, if you're listening and you need someone to punch up a script,
Joss
Whedon, get Aaron Keefe.
That's my goal in life.
What if Aaron took over all of Joss Whedon's work?
People would be so mad.
Whatever's on his 2019 calendar, they're like, give it to Aaron.
Okay, here's what we need. JPC, you and I are Pixar execs.
Okay.
Aaron, we've brought you in to record a new character for a new Pixar movie. Right. And we just want to have you get in the studio and lay down some lines.
Sure.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, we're very excited to have you for the role. So the role for this, her name is Cynthia, and she's a cowgirl. So this is a Wild West-themed Pixar movie.
So it's not like Jessie, the cowgirl from Toy Story? The second cowgirl
It's not at all.
No, it's not.
We're
like
very original. Everything we do is original.
Yeah, I'm okay. John Lasseter.
And okay. I'm the other guy.
Yeah.
Brad Bird.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was saying, the role is of a fish. Her name is Diana, and she is a fish.
Oh, it's sort of like a Finding Nemo.
Fuck. We?
No. We could save this. We could save this.
We've done everything. We're screwed. What's something we haven't done? Oh, you're a star in the night sky. Have we done that?
No, we have not done that.
So this movie is all about, we've already written it, and it's amazing.
Okay.
So it's all about astronomy. You are the North Star. Mm-hmm. No, you're a star in the Little Dipper, and you want to get to be in the Big Dipper, but you're young, and so you got to go through growing pains. So just read the lines I'm handing to you now, scrawled on a napkin, and here we go.
And I own a winery. I'm John Lasseter, and I do own a winery.
You're a toy, Buzz Lightyear. You're a toy.
Thank you so much.
What is? I can't even think of one line from a Pixar.
Well,
movie.
No, that's that was really good.
Put we that loved thing your, back where it came from, or so help me.
We loved your energy. I'm of course energy. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I'm John Lasseter.
Mm-hmm. Escape.
And of course, I'm dressed like the fashion designer from The Incredibles. Edna Mole.
And I'm John Lasseter. See. I do know that John Lasseter is an executive at Pixar. And I do know that he wears Hawaiian shirts and his family has a winery.
Well, maybe we can save this because this is...
Oh, so because this is going to be really
this
good.
This is to be saved? Should we put this in
well,
the snow
bank? I was going to say, if you had got to voice one animal or inanimate object or something in a Pixar movie, what would you want? Would you want to be like a person or a, what do you, an animal?
I would want to be something inanimate. Like if I was in Toy Story, if I could be like the Speak and Spell or like some sort of like shitty robot.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is fun.
I guess if I had a choice, I would be in the whatever the leading role is that pays the most money.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. Sure.
For me. That's like for my choice. Aaron, what about you?
Like a chinchilla. Like a nervous, like a stressed out animal.
Yeah. Oh, here's what they love to do in Pixar. They love to have stressed out animals, and they also love to play with the juxtaposition of like they'll have, in I don't know if this is a real character, but in Finding Nemo, they'll have like a great white shark. But it'll be like, oh, I don't want to bite anyone.
Yeah.
I'm just a shark.
So Snagglepuss is a yeah. shark?
But they love to have like the juxtaposition of like, you should be this menacing thing, mm-hmm. but you're so tame.
Speaking of tame, nothing's more tame than the tame-ass taste of ginger. Why did the gingerbread man go to the doctor?
Because someone had eaten him.
Why did the gingerbread
out.
man
say out. Say
go
out.
To the doctor?
Why did the gingerbread man go to the doctor?
Because he was a little doughy and he was worried about diabetes.
So you, yeah, I guess that's one. That's
an answer.
Had
been cooked in the oven.
Excuse me, doctor. I've been cooked in the oven.
Does that make sense?
No, that's incorrect, Aaron.
Why did gingerbread man go to doctor?
To figure this out, I want to see a scene between the two of you.
That won't help, but
also,
sure.
Also, I know the answer.
Okay, good.
Yearly checkup.
GPC, yes. You're a gingerbread man.
Okay.
Adel, you're his wife. And you're going to the doctor and you just like feel like you're about to get some bad news.
I'm sorry. The wife is going to the doctor?
You're going to the
I'm
doctor.
I'm going to the doctor. Yeah.
Sweetie, I'm so worried about you.
And you're a human woman and this is a real.
Oh, I wanted to talk like the gingerbread man in Trek.
Oh, you can do that, but she's a human woman.
And I am a gingerbread
and
man.
And you're a gingerbread
gotcha.
Man.
Gotcha.
Sweetie, I'm so worried about you as a human woman. It's very concerning to have a gingerbread husband.
Okay, well, you knew what I was when you married me, okay?
Yeah, I know and I love you, but it's just when I put my finger to your pulse, it's as fast can be.
Look, I'm concerned. I don't know what's going on. Let's just...
And if I'm being honest, your icing's been a little thin when we have sex.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with my icing.
I'm just saying it's a little thin.
As gingerbread men age, the motility of the icing is important, and I still...
Let me turn off the radio of this disgusted woman.
Mr. Gingerbread?
Yes.
Sorry, we got your test results back.
Oh, my
sort
God.
Sort of a good news, bad news type situation.
Well, can we have the good news first?
Sure. Your fertility is fine.
Wait. Can you say the good news as if it's bad news? That'll help
sure.
us.
Yeah, that'll help us immensely.
Your fertility is fine. The two of you should be able to have kids.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. What's the bad news?
You're super delicious, and we're going to have to eat you.
Oh, no.
Well, if you're going to have to eat me, the least I could do is make a little more frosting.
Ew!
You wanted to see the scene.
How many listeners did we lose?
We never had the listeners at all. What is the answer to this riddle, guys?
Why did Gingerbread Man go to doctor? Mm-hmm. Because is it something to do with like baking?
It's something to do with his composition. He was feeling.
He was feeling a little crispy. He was feeling a little baked.
Have you ever had a gingerbread cookie before?
His blood pressure had gum dropped.
Something snapped. His vertebrae snapped.
Yes, his vertebrae snapped. This is
his vertebrae ginger snapped.
So you know when you eat it, sometimes
crumble. He had a crumble.
Crummy. He
was
feeling crummy.
Mm. He was feeling crummy. So he went to the doctor. All right, last one. How do you scale? Oh, this one sucks. Sorry, Ashley. How do you scare a snowman?
Cut off his snowballs.
Take him outside. Let him be outside where he's melting.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Put a magnifying glass
Yeah, I mean,
give him a hug.
That's essentially correct.
Who scares no man? Frightsicles.
Yeah, it's frightsicles. The answer is you get a hairdryer.
Mm. That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's terrifying. But also, like, what are you bringing a hairdryer outside? Unless you bring in an extension cord, that ain't going to do nothing.
And with all that snow melting, you're going to electrocute yourself. Joke's on you, you're dead.
All right, Ashley, so joke's on you, you're dead. Thank you so much for sending in those warm-up riddles. Is everyone ready to get to some riddles?
Some what?
Some riddles.
I'm ready for some riddles.
I like riddles.
Yeah, so let's get to some of our warm-up riddles. But before that, let's take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors.
Just like a gingerbread brand. Just like a gingerbread brand. We're going to take a break.
Take it all. Take that. That's all in. Keep all of that in.
No.
Let's take a break.
JP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret,
whatever
Aaron,
you want.
Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library,
and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Beret Pay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you. And we're back with Aaron, the animated chinchilla.
I take a bath in dirt.
That's fun. I hope Pixar listens. Cool. So we are going to take a little return trip to Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes.
Oh, no.
You may remember these as being some of the worst bullshit in the fucking history of riddles. These are riddle books that were like published in the early 80s, I believe. They're very bad. And we are determined to work our way through these disastrous riddle books.
Just need to say, early 80s, hurry down the chimney tonight. All right.
Okay. I don't know that you had to say that. So if you remember how we do these riddles, you can ask yes or no questions to get more information, or if you're Adel, you can immediately say what you think the answer is and it's nowhere near the answer, or if you're Aaron, you can do that in one shot. You can get it right exactly right the first time. And that was... Aaron did poop out a penny. Aaron was eating those pennies from the table. Aaron, put the pennies down and focus on eating the scorpions.
Wow, she popped out 8 more and they're all wheat pennies. What are the odds of that?
Am I on a podcast?
Okay, Sylvester, let me take this again. Okay, Kevin had just received a promotion in his company. To celebrate, Kevin and his wife invited his boss's wife, and a party of 70 in for dinner. A fire broke out during the party, and no one escaped from the room. In the morning, firemen found the bodies of only 5 people in the ruins. How did this happen?
Here's what I love. I love that somebody got a promotion. They're like, me, my wife, my boss, their wife, and 70 people. You're just going to have a bit of a soiree.
It could be like The company, maybe.
So they found five bodies in the five people in the ruins?
The bodies of five people in the ruins.
Can you read it one more time?
Kevin had just received a promotion in his company. To celebrate, Kevin and his wife invited his boss, his boss's wife, and a party of 70 in for dinner. A fire broke out during the party, and no one escaped from the room. In the morning, firemen found the bodies of only five people in the ruins. I realized what I hate about this book. They don't capitalize letters after periods.
Is that what you hate about it?
Well, like, just reading it is infuriating because it's all lowercase. That sucks.
Well, also the content.
Oh, yeah.
So they want us to know, how do firemen do their job?
Yeah, the question is, how do firemen do their job?
How did this happen? So there's 74 people in the room. Fire breaks out. They only find five bodies. So we're missing 69 bodies. Ha, 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 69. No, wait.
No.
No, that's the answer. Ha, 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 69.
My wife.
My wife?
My boss.
My boss's wife.
My boss's wife.
In a party of 70.
And a party of 70. The party of 70 was the Donner Party. They ate each other. That's why they only found five bodies.
Maybe because
five people ate 69 people. 8, 69, 69. Haha.
Why was seven afraid of 8? 8, 69. 8, 69, 7. So dirty.
Maybe he is his own boss now.
Mm.
And his boss's wife is just his wife.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, maybe he's his own boss now. And his
I am my own wife. Yeah.
How does that explain only five people, though?
Also, just to backtrack slightly, if somebody could send some fan art of the number 7 and the number 8 69ing, oh.
And if that gets lost in the mail or doesn't quite make the send button. Then email it. No.
Yeah, I think email it to aaron.troubleandparakeets. Your email address is aaron.troubleandparakeets, right?
Very true. It's very expensive.
I've got two tickets to Parakeet.
First of all, this sounds like a really fun party.
Well, no. People die.
Oh, that's what I meant. Okay, so also, how did the fire start? Was it candles? Was it a hair straightener?
I will say that that's not important, and you have yet to ask me a yes or no question.
Wait. Okay, here we go. Was the fire started by trying to scare a snowman with a hairdryer?
Yes.
Perfect. Was the fire started by one of the people in the party?
It does not matter.
I know
the
answer.
Were the 70 guests people? Ooh.
Were the 70?
They were snowmen. They melted. That's why there was only five bodies. Let five bodies hit the floor.
This is no longer a winter-themed riddle. So divorce yourself from that possibility. Aaron, can you ask me that question again?
Were the 70 guests people?
I do need you to ask me a more specific version of that question. I can't really answer that question.
Were the 70 guests humans?
They were cardboard cutouts. The party was
here's the question.
Was Macaulay Culkin with cardboard cutouts on strings trying to make the wet
you
bands
dirty
thing.
Animal. Everyone who attended the party was a human. Yes.
So that's
70.
That's 74.
But answer my question. You have to answer yes or no to my question. Were the 70 guests people?
So I can't answer yes or no to that question. So that's part of it. You have to ask a different question because you're assuming too much information in that
Did
question.
Did anyone spontaneously combust?
No.
Was the person who got the promotion the same as the boss?
No.
Were they not actually at the party?
No. Everyone listed was at the party.
Was the boss and the guy who got promoted married to the same person?
No.
They were in the one, like two, the four, five people were in one room and the other people were in a different room.
No. They were all in the same room.
Were the 70 guests actually a Russian nesting doll?
No.
Am I close?
No.
The 70 guests were firefighters.
No.
70 guests were not people.
Wait, couldn't they just have burned up into ash and you don't find their bodies?
You would have found their remains. But yeah, I mean, technically, yes.
But they don't even say bodies.
They say bodies. Firemen found the bodies of only five people in the ruins.
Gotcha. How did this happen?
The guests aren't people.
I will read one part that I think is this is my hint for you. This is the part that has the answer in it.
Okay.
To celebrate, Kevin and his wife invited his boss, his boss's wife, and a party of 70 in for dinner.
A party of 70 what?
Party of 70.
I can only answer yes.
Somebody, it was one person, and they legally changed their name to Party of 70 because they were a big Party of Five fan, but they love to do things to the 14th degree.
Yeah, no, but that's the closest you've been.
Oh, it's a 70-year-old man.
Yes.
Party of 70.
It is a Party of 70.
It's a septuagenarian.
Answer, there were never more than five people there, the man, his wife, his boss's wife, and the Party of 70, an elderly relative.
Hmm.
The trick was that it was a relative.
It's all relative. Everything's relative.
That's what I say when someone riddle. Calls me brother.
Let's rank this riddle. Okay. I would give this riddle an F for fire.
Well, so, yeah, that's correct. Now, that is the end. That was the last riddle in Nathan Levi's.
Oh, you hate
Levi's
to hear that. Well, let's rip it up.
With Holes Volume 1. I also have Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes Volume 2.
Why are you like this?
The thing about these is he did 20 volumes of these.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that we're pot committed, we need the other 18.
We only have three. This business went out of business sometime in the 80s. I tried to do some online
searching. Did they go out of business or were they like sued by... human race.
Human. I tried to do some research on who this person is or what this thing was.
Is it like a Lemony Snicket situation?
It seems like this person spent years of their life compiling these stupid things. And if anyone can point me in the direction of Nathan Levi from Hightstown, New Jersey.
Sounds like we're about to go on an adventure.
NL Associates Inc. is no longer an incorporated company in New Jersey. So I don't know how to find this person. We would love to have him on the show.
Here's what I want to see. Before we get into this terrible next chapter of garbage,
uh-huh.
I want to see a scene where, Aaron, you are hosting some sort of event. JPC, you are a caterer. And I want there to just be mass confusion in the way you talk in terms of, if you say I'm having a party of 70 and you mean one person.
Okay, gotcha.
You're fucking up everything. So I just want there to be some terrible game of telephone going on.
Sure. What is this?
Oh, those are the hors d'oeuvres that you ordered.
What?
Those are the hors d'oeuvres that you ordered?
Okay, I'm having a party of 70 over, so I'm going to need 18 birthday cakes, but a turkey dinner for one. And what are these?
This is 18 birthday cakes. Birthday cakes for teens. and eight.
Yeah, I don't even know what any of these references are in the cake. Like, what's this one?
Oh, that's Dab on My Haters Graves Fortnite.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like a thing teens actually say. That sounds like what a deranged 29, almost 30-year-old man thinks.
Technically
teens
30
say.
Now. Technically 30 now, but yes. This one says Flossie with my posse.
Okay, so have you met a teen recently?
These are 18 cakes. These were cakes.
For teens.
No, cakes prepared by teens.
Okay, well, what's this one?
That one just says, do I make you horny, baby?
All right, well, then what's this one?
That one is a picture of Mr. T, and it says, I'm teed off.
All right, what's this one, then?
That is a picture of Calvin peeing on a adult.
All right, next one.
So this is number five.
Mm-hmm.
That one just says, water boy, bourbon bowl.
And this one?
That one says skateboard class.
And this one?
Middle school sucks.
And this one?
That one says down with teachers. And there's a crude picture of a teacher going down on a dog.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy. Yes. I'm so sorry to bother you. We just got an order for five more cakes. Can you tell me what to put on them?
Oh, yes. Five more than cakes. This is going to say Church of Latter-day Skates.
Great.
This one is good. These
are these Mormon teens?
Mormon
now?
Teen cakes. That one is going to say Salt Lick My Ball City.
Great.
That one is going to say Mitt Rom Nito.
fine.
Okay. That one's going to say, call me daddy, Joseph Smith.
And one more.
That one's going to say, get off your iPad and get on your golden tablet.
And my soul's released to heaven. Scene. Let's get into book two, baby.
Don't you ever fucking pin me into lists. You know, I'm improv trained. I've got 15 years of this business.
I went to the Mormon church so much growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
My best friend, Julie, is Mormon. And in order for us to have sleepovers, I had to go to the Mormon church all the time.
And request that God allow you the ability to sleep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting.
In college, me and my buddy Mike used to call the Mormons on each other, because if you call the Mormons and give them your address, they'll show up with a one of their weirdo gun? Bibles. Oh. They'll show up with their Book of Mormon, and they'll deliver it to you by hand. And so we always used to do that. We would like be like, yeah, meet me at this time, and set up a call. And then they'd show up and be like, want to talk about Mormonism? And we'd be like, no. It was a fun prank.
Yeah, they're not human.
Mike? No, Mike certainly wasn't. No, I think all religion is equally bad. Let's go to another riddle. This one is titled The Hissing Sound. The hissing sound led to an investigation. The investigation led to the discovery of drowned parties. The investigator helped prevent future drowning and even greater loss. What happened?
I got it.
Okay. And Adel, this is great because you got it immediately, so you're going to be correct on this, and this is one of your classic getting it right on the first tries. Let's hear it right now.
So I'll say the answer. You'll confirm that that answer was indeed correct, and we'll move on with our lives.
We'll both dab, and we'll both celebrate.
So what happened was, this is the Chamber of Secrets. It got flooded with water. There's a basilic speaking parcel tongue,
yes.
This book is from the early 80s?
This book is from the early 80s.
Yeah, so it predicted Harry Potter.
I think actually this edition was published in 1990.
Okay, well, it's parcel tongue.
Did
clearly.
I tell you that I think I created Dumbledore before Harry Potter came out?
No, dead stop.
My parents are dead stop. The boy who dead stop.
Who is Dumbledore?
Aaron.
Yeah.
Paul, you just claimed this is going to make... This is going to make Reddit front page.
This is herstory.
Erin Keefe just claimed she created Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
I didn't, not his name. I got everything right except his name. What? So my pretend friend growing up was a wizard named Wizzy. Mm. Hold on.
Okay. I've heard all I need to hear.
No, but he had an identical personality to Dumbledore. And then when my mom started reading me Harry Potter, I flipped out because I was like, they took it. He taught me magic. I went to his school that was behind. I had to walk around a tree in my neighbor's backyard three times to go see him.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, no.
Was he gay?
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely
then
gay.
Then that's Dumbledore.
Yeah, you just go outside, you walk around clockwise around the tree three times, and then he would join me, and then he would be like, this is how you do magic. And they taught me how to control the weather.
Aaron, I don't know how to dead stop a dead stop. This is the deepest. This is like Inception.
Another deader stop. Okay, here's the thing. There weren't a lot of kids in my neighborhood my age.
So you invented a wizard who was ostensibly way older than you?
Yes, my sisters were cooler and didn't want to play with me. So.
This is like biting into a piece of pie and there's a full pie inside of it. Like this this is the gift that keeps on giving.
This is like biting into a piece of pie.
Can someone draw me and Wizzy, just like a little girl with bangs, walking around a tree with a wizard?
But he's like a janky Dumbledore. So describe Wizzy before you knew what Dumbledore was or is. Mm-hmm. Describe Wizzy. Like you said, he had the same mirror traits.
Old man.
Like mischievous, jovial twinkle in his eye. Mm-hmm. Was in charge of a magic school and came and was like, you're not ready to go to magic school, so I'm going to teach you how to like control the weather and do magic things.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Sword in the Stone?
No, at that point I hadn't.
Because Dumbledore is basically Merlin.
Yeah, I think I maybe invented Merlin after Merlin already existed.
Oh, no.
Anyways, what? But he just was dumb. He's very Dumbledore-ish.
So Wizzy taught you to control the weather.
And other things.
Can you still
and
do
And make sure that? The Patriots won it every time I watched them.
How did
you have a very important quest, Aaron. You must make sure the Patriots always win football.
Tom Brady will pass for 500 yards.
Until I was 18, I never saw the Patriots lose. Like every time I sat down to watch the Patriots, they won.
Well, even when they win, they lose.
Do you guys think that Tom Brady is one of Bill Belichick's horcruxes?
Yeah, he is. And also, he is definitely a problem. Tom Brady is like not a good guy. But one time when I was in third grade, I went to the Patriots parade in Boston and he made eye contact with me.
Mm-hmm. Brady did or Belichick?
Brady did. And I swear to God, I hit puberty like right at that moment.
Did
I like became
pregnant?
A woman. I was like, oh my God, he's the most handsome. Anyways.
So how did you control the weather? What was the magic?
This is going to sound stupid.
No.
So far, everything.
No.
I created Dumbledore, a wizard named Wizzy.
Okay,
he walked me around a tree three times.
I was a lonely kid.
Now, this is going to sound so smart.
But
no, I thought I could control local weather. Tom Brady
looked
my feelings.
Tom Brady looked at me and I hit puberty. Now this is going to sound stupid.
You thought you could control local weather.
Yeah, I did not like globally, but I thought like, Aaron, you need to keep your emotions in news check because when
11.
It rains, it's because you're not.
The weather's been all over the frickin' place today.
Hi,
in
I'm
Boston.
Scott Wally, and an 8-year-old girl made it rain again today.
Did Wizzy have a Boston accent?
No, he was Dumbledore.
Was he British?
He was British.
Wow.
Was he like the Michael Gambon Dumbledore or the other?
The first one.
What was that guy's name?
Richard Harris?
Yeah. I regret telling you this.
Okay, so we have to see a scene.
Oh, no.
With Aaron as young Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you're going to be Tom Brady.
Okay.
And I'm going to be Wizzy.
Also, I had Harry Potter glasses.
Doesn't what does matter. That mean?
Like the shape of Harry Potter's glasses.
Well, that's just round glasses.
Okay. Wow. What was the scene I wasn't listening?
You're going to be you.
As
young.
A young girl.
I'm going to be Wizzy, and JPC's going to be Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait for this to be a reoccurring segment.
Okay.
Oh, and three, I've walked around the tree three times. Hey!
Aaron, it's me, Wizzy.
Where's your British accent?
What do you mean? I have a British accent inherently. Try one of my Fizzy Wizbees.
Okay.
These are called Wizzy's Fizzy Wizbees.
Hello? Hi.
Oh, I've tied up Tom Brady.
You brought me Tom Brady?
Yes. Because
Wizzy.
I know you'll find him handsome and you can control the weather by getting wet.
Oh, I'm a kid.
That's a kid.
Uh-oh.
That's a freaking kid.
Never mind. I take it all back.
Oh, Wizzy.
Let me magic this away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aaron, I want to teach you something special.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if you pull off the tape and kiss Tom Brady, you're going to be able to apparate.
Okay. Tom Brady, hi. Do I have permission to kiss you, handsome but problematic man who definitely cheated that one time and has really problematic political views?
Oh, wait, I took the tape off. That's just how he talks.
Dude, Donald Trump is good president.
Yes, he's dumb as shit.
I eat poop.
Never mind.
Aaron, no. What magic would you like to learn?
I have more to say.
Can you have it so I can make some friends in my neighborhood and I don't have to ride my bike alone all over the neighborhood and talk to myself all the time?
Oh, sweetie.
No. No, I'm fine.
No,
oh,
you're
I'm
not.
Fine. Oh,
Aaron,
I'm fine.
You are fine. It's me, Peyton Manning.
I get into fights with my sister just so she'll talk to me.
There's no one fucking listening to me. I'm Peyton Manning.
Oh, Peyton Manning, no one cares.
Hey, it's me, Eli Manning.
Oh, people care less.
I'm the plucky young bro. Oh.
I think
it's me. I think there's a third Manning.
Yeah, I think he's an architect.
Yeah, I'm an architect.
Hi, it's I'm me. Drew Brees.
It's me, Rex Manning from the movie
the Empire Records.
Records.
I love that movie. Not on Rick Manning Day and scene.
Aaron,
oh, yes.
No scene yet. It is me, Cold the Horse. The Who? Evil wizard Cold Horse.
Who is that?
Fuck? You created me.
Did I?
I am them who shall not be named. But my name is Cold the Horse.
Oh, I see. I see what happened here. Well.
Wow,
Wizzy,
you defeat
kid,
me.
Wizzy, get him. Or no, I'm going to make the weather rain on you.
Yes, Aaron, use the weather to make it rain on Cold Horse.
Rain. Sadness in my body. Little kid sadness. A very specific kind of sadness. Little kid melancholy. Go!
You're just pushing $1 bills on me.
See? All right, so do you have the answer?
Yeah, that was a way too personal of a thing that I just put in the world. Okay.
Aaron, I'm sure if we all have fucked up stupid stuff from our childhoods, we'll share it eventually.
It was really cool.
The hissing sound is...
Flat tire.
The hissing sound led to an investigation. The investigation led to the discovery of drowned parties. The investigator helped prevent future drowning and even greater loss. Nothing about the things that you said.
I'm going to ask some yes or no questions. Was the hissing sound a flat tire?
No.
Was the hissing sound a gas leak?
No.
Was the hissing sound a snake?
No.
Was the hissing sound... A hysterectomy.
No. Hysterectomy. That's parcel tongue for hysterectomy.
You're just elongating the...
You don't speak parcel tongue, motherfucker.
Was the hissing sound... Did it come from a person?
No.
Like, boo, hiss.
No. It's not a cartoon
so
it person.
Led to an investigation of underwater... Of drowned bodies?
Drowned parties.
Drowned parties.
Are parties people again?
No.
Is drowned parties, is drowned their last name?
No. Ugh. And they're not people.
Is it Drowning Pool?
Yes, it's the band Drowning Pool.
Oh, so it's not people. It's not people who are drowning.
No. Drowned parties is not people.
Drowned parties is not people.
Are they plants?
No.
And the hose is the hissing sound and it's on and
gas
all the
tanks?
Plants are being drowned?
No. No.
Hiss.
No to both of you.
What else hisses?
You were closest with hose, Aaron.
Fire hydrant.
No.
Hose.
No.
Sink.
No.
Shower.
No, but think of where else water is.
Ocean.
Water.
No.
On earth. Water in house.
No.
Water in body.
Water in house, yes.
Water in body.
Water in house.
Water.
Heater.
No.
Water everywhere.
What takes the water to the heater in the
house?
Pipes.
Pipes.
Yes. Pipes. Burst pipe.
Yes. The hissing sound was a burst pipe.
Drowned rats.
Crack pipe.
Close.
Drowned mice.
No.
Drowned gerbils.
Smaller.
Cockroaches.
Drowned mini
mice. Yes.
A pipe burst and there's drowned cockroaches. Why would I fucking care about any of this?
So this
they have families and loved ones.
No.
Excuse me.
It says no. They don't. No one loves them.
That's not true. That's everyone is lovable.
Good, Aaron. That's right. Even cockroaches have families.
Where is your British accent?
Never forget Wizzy.
No, it actually says in this book that cockroaches don't love. They're actually hashtag no love. They just down to fuck. They just fuck around. Cockroaches are fuck boys.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next, cockroaches.
Oh, teens. Okay. Is that, we got it right? That's the whole thing?
So you got a part of it right. It was the hissing sound was a drowned, was a pipe. The drowned parties were bugs. But the investigator helped prevent future drowning and even greater loss.
Because the bugs were pregnant and the babies died?
It was an exterminator.
No.
The guy who did the pipes.
Yes,
plumber.
Plumber. And the further, the even greater loss that he prevented, they prevented?
Water loss.
Yes, he prevented more water from being lost.
He got saved all the cockroaches out.
The loss.
Yeah, he saved the life of all the cockroaches.
Home value.
Yes.
Oh, home value.
The hissing sound was a widening leak in a basement pipe. The drowned parties were bugs covered by the leaking water. The discovery of the leak saved the basement from being damaged by the flood. Aren't y'all proud of yourselves for getting the riddle right?
Yes.
You'll clue
not,
crew.
Not this one.
All right, if you can help us find Nathan Levy, we all have some... He's got a
books
lot to answer
3
for.
3 through 20, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, can I say something?
Yes, Aaron, please.
I think I really like bad riddles. Like, those to me are somehow more satisfying. I know they fill you, listeners, with a rage, but the thing about good riddles is they... When you do too many of them in a row... Your brain is like used to listening to certain things.
Yeah.
Like this one is like a pull apart the words riddle. This one is like a diversion riddle.
Yeah.
So I feel like bad riddles often don't do a correct format, and those are the ones that are actually surprising to me.
We should also
point.
Mention, and I feel like we've said this before, but we plan on doing this podcast for a long time, and there are
thousands of years.
There are 12 good riddles in
the
world.
Oh yeah.
So
and they're all in The Hobbit.
We egg. That's one of them.
Yeah, time, egg, history.
We bubble, cloud. We have to sometimes do bad riddles.
No, we have to always do bad riddles. The other thing about bad riddles is they even the frickin' playing field. Because even you people out there that are so good at riddles can't get the bad riddles because they're impossible.
And I think also, here's my other theory about riddles. I think that they're only good if you hear like one a year.
Oh, yeah.
Because your brain cannot be like ready for a riddle.
That's
for it
right, Aaron.
It.
Riddles are bad. Tom Riddle is bad.
But Tom Brady's good. I eat my dookies.
All right. This riddle is called What Susie Observes. Susie Observes the Body.
Why does the title... Just say the first sentence, because the last couple you've
I
been
love
like,
the title.
This one's called The Hissing Sound.
I love
there
that
was
Nathan,
a hissing sound.
I love that Nathan wrote titles for these. What Susie Observes...
Nathan, if you are on the if you are out there and still alive, you have an open invitation to come on the show... We will berate you.
Yeah.
We will interrogate you.
I want to know about what your life is and what led you to this fate.
We will make you cry.
Susie observes the body. Her report is filed, but not with the police.
Body crisis.
Explain. I'm
body
sorry.
Of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Eucharist.
Yes.
It's on a body of a person.
Transubstantiation.
Yes.
It is a body of a person.
No.
Okay. It's an animal.
No.
She calls animal control.
One more time.
Susie observes the body. Her report is filed, but not with the police.
Body of water.
No.
Body, body rock,
no.
Body moving, Beastie Boys.
Yeah, no, yes, it's Beastie Boys. No,
body.
So it's not an animal.
No,
Bug.
No. Body. It's her, a body. Her own what body. Else has a body? No.
Oh, car.
No.
Body. Is it a mode of transportation?
No.
Is it the actor Body Hartley? What's that guy's name?
Is it the singer Ornament Jones?
Are you thinking of the football player Tom Body?
That's what it is. Body. What else has a body? Body of work. Shakespeare.
No.
Body.
It's something that you would observe.
You would observe.
Human body.
Stripper. Observes the body. No.
Observe the body.
Artist.
No.
Like when
shock the body. Shock the body.
You know
body.
What a secret thing about me is? Is I've always wanted to be like a nude thing for a bunch of painters.
That's stop.
If anyone out there, no, not like an individual.
If anyone out there wants Aaron come over,
Aaron,
you just opened up. You just opened up.
Aaron,
the worst
I have friends that have done that. I have friends that did that, like in college and shortly after college. I think that you can like go to like an art annex and sign up for something.
I
like
did that, but I did it with only puppetry of the penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Where I just stand behind the curtain, put my penis out there, and then I make like little, I tie it in a knot, tie it in a bow, sling it over my shoulder like a continental soldier.
Oh, God. I did some nude modeling in college. It
did
was
you?
Some nude
to be,
modeling?
It was nude modeling, and nude it was supposed model. To be for an art class, and they were supposed to draw a naked man holding a big bowl of fruit. But I love apples, so I could not keep my hands off of the fruit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got hard.
Yeah, I got hard, fucked all the apples.
And if you're 13 listening to this, I'm sorry.
But I also think that that's an obtainable
goal. And I'm
goal.
Sorry, too. And I will
you don't have
you.
A British accent. It's throwing me for a loop.
Wait. I don't have a British accent? I guess I don't.
This Susie's job is to observe this body.
Hmm. Body of...
Proof. Wednesdays, TNT.
Is it a plant?
No.
Characters welcome.
Is it a
no.
kind of art?
No.
Body. Sade.
Okay, you guys want a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs a certain instrument to observe this body. She would not
saxophone.
She would not be able to observe this body without this piece of equipment.
Binoculars. Telescope. Body.
Correct.
Milky Way.
Yes, telescope. Yes, yes.
Body of stars.
Yeah, a... heavenly body.
Bull.
So Marcy's an astronomer who discovers a new heavenly body.
Susie.
I'm sorry? Susie is an astronomer who discovers a new heavenly body through her telescope.
Speaking of heavenly bodies, we're going to be right back after our sponsor, Victoria's Secret.
No, we're not. We're staying
I would love... Victoria's Secret has its problems, but I'd love to be sponsored by them because I haven't bought a new bra in like 3 years.
Let's do a quick ad for Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
Aaron,
do a
15 take it away.
Spot.
Hi, if you're like me, your bras are starting to disintegrate.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yep.
I'm a new father, and I am a new father to a teen daughter. It's like a big daddy situation, but
oh,
older.
You should get her a cake at Teen Cakes.
I already got her a cake at Teen Cakes.
I'll fuck off then.
Well, no, don't fuck off, but everybody knows Teen Cakes is the best cakes for teens. Ma'am, I was looking for a brassiere for my teen daughter, and I was hoping that you might be able to guide me into a correct experience.
Certainly. Well, first of all, I could help you find a bra that doesn't fit, because that's sort of my thing. The other thing is you're going to buy it a really ugly peach color forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you buy a bra, and then she'll keep it till her early 30s. Yes.
Aaron, thanks for coming into the doctor's office. as your doctor, I do want to let you know that the physical turned out okay, but... I am deeply concerned about when you strip down for your physical, your bra is basically disintegrated.
Yeah, but I'm stubborn and I'm very, very poor.
Okay, well, your skin has started to grow over the bra.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That will seep into your heart and kill you.
Yeah, well, we all have to die somehow, huh? Huh? Well, huh?
You shouldn't say that to a doctor. Here's $20. Use that as you see fit.
I'm going to buy a bunch of snacks. Bye.
Hey, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming into the Walgreens on Clark Street and purchasing all these snacks.
Mm-hmm.
While you were in the aisle looking at the snacks, I noticed that you're very sick and it seems you have some sort of bra/cancer thing. And
yeah.
I really just can't charge you for the snacks. Here's $20.
Oh, well, yeah, I get it, but yeah.
Aaron, thanks for coming over to my house. Again, my name is... Josh Radley, and I'm so excited you responded to my DM about coming over to Post Nude. I'm a huge Hey Riddle Riddle fan, and I just think it's so cool that you offered that up to your fans for you to come over and pose nude. to what a cool host you are.
Door slams down. Cops storm in. Everybody freeze. You're under arrest, Aaron Keefe.
You know, that makes sense.
This has been
a
stain.
Here's my bra. And you have to just promise me one thing. You won't throw up when you see it.
Scene, Victoria's Secrets.
Oh, yeah, that's the full ad for Victoria's Secret.
So just send
Secret.
Us, honestly, I guess
if
just
you're
send us a check.
A lady, yeah, for please send me some bras. Okay. Let's do another riddle.
Speaking of another riddle, he could not see is the title of this one.
Mm-hmm.
When his eyes were uncovered, he still could not see.
Well.
I will give you a hint. This one is ultimately very unsatisfying, and it's the last one we'll do
he
out of this book
ocean.
For a while.
He could not ocean. And even when his eyes weren't covered, he yes? could not ocean.
No.
It's midnight.
No.
It's like nighttime out.
Ornament Jones.
Yes.
It's Ornament Jones.
So it's not Ornament Jones, but the answer is it is a very specific figure.
Oh, it's William Tell.
When his eyes were uncovered, he still could not see. This is so fucked.
He could not see. This is when his eyes were uncovered. Is the person blind?
Are they dead?
No, and no.
When his eyes were uncovered, he still could not see. And is it like a historical figure?
No.
What do you mean specific person?
I didn't say person.
Oh. Eyes, it's an potato, animal. It's a potato.
It's a fucking potato.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a potato. But the way that the way that this answer is phrased, it just says, Mr. Potato's eyes are not for seeing.
Oh.
Wait, what's this guy's name again?
This guy's name is Nathan Potato.
No. What's his real name?
Nathan Levi or Nathan Levy?
Nathan Levi. Fans of Favorite Riddle. Scour the internet.
Uh-huh.
Scour your local telephone books.
If you
get online.
If you live in Hightstown, New Jersey.
If you live in New Jersey.
And you've lived there for 30 years, tweet at us.
We need to find. We will not air any more episodes until we find Nathan Levi. We need to hold this man accountable for his war crimes.
His war crimes.
Oh, this man. Is like Goebbels and Goering Part 2.
I like him.
All right.
Also, Nathan, if you're listening, Aaron will come over to your house and post this.
I want. Nathan Potato and Maria CBS to have a happy and long life together.
I'm sure this person's long dead. We have a listener submitted riddle to end the episode. This is from Tom Amber. Tom writes, hi, Old Man Puzzies and Co. This riddle is the most stupidly hard riddle I have ever heard of. It's not fun because it's stupid, but I thought it might be interesting to hear your thoughts. All right, so here's the riddle.
Our thoughts are that it's stupid.
Yeah, well, we might agree with you, Tom. Also, Tom Amber, if you rearrange the letters of Tom Amber, it spells cold
Amber
horse.
Tom.
Well, cold horse. Cold horse, is that your?
Cold horse?
Cold horse.
I can't remember.
It cul-de-sac? Doesn't actually matter. Fuck this podcast. Riddle. You see a letter that originated from senselessness, and that's capitalized for some reason. I'm not sure. You see a letter that originated from senselessness. What does it read?
Oh, that could be. What?
There's two clues. Do you want the clues immediately?
Yes.
Clue one. The letter is not one that is posted. Clue two, there are hidden instructions to follow.
What the fuck?
Could you read it again?
This isn't even a riddle.
You see a letter that originated from senselessness. What does it read?
Is it the letter Y? Like, why the fuck? It's so senseless to send him this fucking riddle.
I don't know.
People who listen to the podcast, find Tom Amber.
No, we will leave not him post alone. Him. He's great. He's smarter
He's
than
fine.
Us.
He's
we
fine.
Hate we hate educated people on the show. We hate when people are smarter than us.
He also said, hope you like it even if it's stupid. Love the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, wait. I like Aww. Tom.
Yeah, we love Tom.
Tom. Tom.
I don't know that we'll ever get this. So you want to hear the explanation? This is impossible to get.
What if Tom swallowed a mosquito? There'd be a mosquito trapped in Amber.
Well, no, it'd be digested.
Well, just give me this.
Are you guys ready for the answer?
Yes.
Or do you want to guess, Aaron?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can you give us a better hint?
So let me read the explanation.
Is it the letter a letter of the alphabet?
It's a letter of the alphabet.
A.
No.
B. C.
No.
D. It's not Y?
S.
No.
Senselessness.
You stopped after D.
So if you're senseless, are we taking away
you
like taste,
see.
Smell, see, hearing? C. Is it the letter C?
No. I already said no to
Is
C.
it a potato?
No.
G.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. I. Wait,
taste.
But is
I'm
going to
give you the answer. I still don't understand this.
L. Okay. M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X. Why and Z?
No, it's none of those. You see a letter that originated from senselessness. What does it read? The letter is not one that is posted. There are hidden instructions to follow.
So when it says letter's not one it's posted, it's saying it's not like a correspondence.
It's not like a correspondence. Yeah. It's a letter. You see a letter. Okay, here it is. The answer is E. Okay. And here's the explanation. If you read senselessness like instructions, i.e. sense-less-ness, and take the letters of ness away from the letters of sense, you are left with E. Ah, wow, so sense-less-ness.
Oh, I see.
So the letters N-E-S-S, well, or I guess the letters N-E-S are taken out of N-E-S-S are taken out of the word sense, and you're left with an E.
I got to say this.
Tom.
I have to say this.
What?
You have to say this.
I enjoy this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Tom did it, and we were mean to him, but Tom, we appreciate
you. We will not
you.
Post another podcast. We will not do any more episodes until
you
we get to meet up in person and I get to buy you a drink.
Tom, you should come on the show.
Tom, come on the show.
Walk in and start recording with
Tom, us. I will say from the look on Adel gave, if he does buy you a drink, drink it very fast because I imagine the poison is in the ice, my dear boy.
And you should pee it out.
Pee it out. Pee that poison out. This is a very frustrating riddle, so I'm going to give it an F for frustrating, but I think it's very good.
I'm going to give it an E.
I'm going to give it an A for Adel approved. Okay. I think that's fantastic.
That's thank you so much, Tom, for the riddle. If you have a riddle that you want us to read on the show, please send it in to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. And if you have just like something that you want to say, if you want to say hello, if you want to just talk to us, also write into hrrpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll maybe give you a little response on that.
You can always send us emails at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. We have merch up at TeePublic. Please check out our Patreon, which is launched or launching soon. Mm-hmm. We would love to have you check that out. We're going to have all kinds of bonus content every week. We're going to have episodes that are very similar to this, but a little bit different with game show type stuff, road trip type games, special one-offs, all kinds of fun stuff. So please check that out.
Just little nuggets of Americana.
Just the American experience.
And we are changing our podcast name from Hey Riddle Riddle to Little Nuggets of Americana.
Yum, nuggets. And check us out. You can see the three of us perform weekly at I.O. Chicago in the show World News Tonight. So please come see the show. And please, 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 if you do, stick around afterwards and say hi. And we'd love to meet you and
buy you a drink and make you drink the ice.
Buy a drink, make you drink the ice, take a photo, and kill you.
Take a photo of the drink, kill the drink.
JPC, anything to plug?
You can just follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly or follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman.
Follow me on Instagram at AaronKeefe10 to look at pictures of my niece.
Aaron.
Oh.
I have to tell you.
What?
One of the planets is in retrograde.
Uh-oh.
Do you know which one?
Is it Jupiter?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.